the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Taplantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Oh, this is weird. Chris Hayes sat down from MSNBC, sat down with Bill Gates, and Bill Gates told a story about his meeting, his very strange meeting he had with Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have these meetings now, and they just can't wait. They don't know when the appropriate time is to come out and tell the story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
Starts with the awkward handshake.
Yeah. Right. But here's where it is. He said that, you know, because the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they do a lot of world health issues, mm-hmm. right?
They, sure they
clean
do.
Drinking water and trying to stop the spread of sexually transmitted diseases.
Mm. Mosquito-borne illness diseases as well. I mean, there
right.
you are.
So they it appears that the president, according to Bill Gates, had a little trouble knowing the difference between the sexually transmitted diseases HIV and HPV.
He was considering a commission to look into ill effects of vaccines, and somebody, his name is Robert Kennedy Jr., was advising him that vaccines were causing bad things. And I said, no, that's a dead end. That would be a bad thing. Don't do that. Both times he wanted to know if there was a difference between HIV and HPV. So I was able to explain that those are rarely confused with each other.
Yeah.
He also seemed to know a lot about his daughter's equestrian activities.
Yes. Which, that's coming up right here. Hold on. This is where the daughter comes into play here. Melinda Gates got a little uncomfortable with the line of questioning.
So when I first talked to him, it was actually kind of scary how much he knew about my daughter's appearance. But Melinda didn't like that too well.
And then there was this.
There was a thing during the election where he and I were at the same place, and I avoided him. Anyway, then he got elected, and so I went to see him in December. He knew my daughter Jennifer because Trump has this horse show thing down in Florida. In fact, he went up and talked to Jen and was being super nice. And then, like 20 minutes later, he flew in a helicopter to the same place. So clearly he had been driven away, but he wanted to make a grand entrance in a helicopter.
Jeez. That is similar to the story that Pete Davidson, we had on the Top 5 yesterday, where Pete Davidson told the story about when Trump was at Saturday Night Live, and he had a phone call. He reached into his pocket like he was answering a phone call, and then he goes, oh, yeah, thank you, and then hangs up and says, oh, my book is number one. Like, he faked a phone call just to brag at the table about his book.
Jeez.
So he had to fly into his own.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know what? Listen, let me tell you something. That worked.
It works.
It worked.
He's like the
became president of the United States doing that stuff.
He's like the dilly dilly every time they have to bring a fresh keg in. You know, they have to do that for him every time. And you know, Bill Gates, I don't think I've ever heard him say a negative thing about anyone ever in public.
Right?
He just doesn't see that.
He's a pretty private guy, does his thing. He's worth like 100 times what Donald Trump even claims to be worth. And does all this great stuff, but I mean, just think of he turned Bill Gates into a first-rate stand-up. He's telling great stories. I got to tell you, there's something wrong.
Wait, no, what's the difference between HIV and HPV? If I'm the president, and you know, you're having unprotected sex with porn stars, I'd learn the difference fast.
Seems like necessary information.
Yeah, I would think
number four.
Perhaps frustrated by the media's tepid response to his ho-hum Wednesday night appearance on the Ingram angle, former New York City mayor and current Trump lawyer, I use that term loosely, Rudy Giuliani, dialed it up this morning on CNN's Chris Cuomo.
It's like Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart never would have gone to jail if she hadn't gone and testified. What do you think, we're stupid?
She lied. She lied.
Arguably. Lying is black and white. It isn't black and white. The president is not going to lie. Let's get that straight. The president is going to tell.
What gives you confidence to say?
Because I've gone over the whole thing. I've investigated the whole thing. There's nothing to lie about.
Out of habit. he practices mendacity.
Now that is disgraceful.
Rudy.
That's a disgraceful comment about the president of the United States. Out of habit, the president defends himself against the press.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Now that's disgraceful.
Yeah.
Is that where we're
that's
starting?
Disgraceful, wow. Right? That mendacity. First of all, this is cat on a hot tin roof. Anybody? I mean, what are we doing here?
Just say his pants are on fire every day. He lies so much.
All right, but then Giuliani got really mad because Cuomo brought up a 1998 interview with Charlie Rose.
Why, when asked about that situation in 1998, did you say, president can't duck a subpoena?
Well,
if you get subpoenaed, you got to comply. You got to go.
He can't. I never heard of a subpoena for the president's person.
Well, you said exactly that.
No, no.
Here's Charlie Rose with you in the interview, and then you tell me what you meant.
Oh, come on.
What, you don't want to hear
it? It's not even relevant.
If the president is asked to testify... subpoenaed.
That's really unfair. What you're doing right now is extremely unfair.
I'm giving you a chance to explain.
The reason people don't come on the show.
Oh, not going to do
with all that, that promoting of Avenatti, the ambulance.
What happens if Robert Mueller? What does that have to do with this?
Because they're all trying to bring Trump into that, and he's not involved in it, Chris.
He literally just talked over his line. He's like, oh, if I just keep talking, they won't hear it. It's like when they ask the question, they're like, I can't hear you. I'm not going to answer this question.
Very Tim Russert, I thought.
And then you got to bring in Charlie Rose, who now sounds creepier than ever when you hear him, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. And it just went from that to that.
When you say subpoena. Right. What?
All right, now here's Giuliani.
Do you know that most people think that I'm crazy to come on here? That it's
Why?
So unfair to the president? That
do you think this interview has been unfair?
Yeah, I do.
You think this interview has been unfair?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I don't think you've given me a chance to explain how unjust this case is. I don't think you've given me a chance to explain the basis of it with the FBI report that was faulty. The FBI report that came to the conclusion. I don't understand how a man can be prosecuted when you come to a conclusion and do anything wrong.
I would, now if I'm Chris Cuomo, I would have let him just explain that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would have wound the president into subpoenas 8, 9, and 10 by the time he's done. Every time he's out there, he admits to something else. And I'm starting to wonder if there's a method to this, that they're trying to inoculate the public for things that are going to come out. Because that's exactly what it was like last week, right? When Giuliani was out, you know, in the aftermath of the whole Michael Cohen thing, I'm going to tell you something here. You're going to learn something for the first time. Mm. First time is, yes, he paid him back that money. The president paid Michael Cohen back that money. And then I don't know if Sean Hannity faked that he was stunned or was really stunned by it. Mm-hmm. But then it had to come out because they knew it was going to come out that he had paid him back. Because this week, on Tuesday, the president had to submit a financial statement that made it clear that he had paid it back under penalty of perjury if he did not make it clear that he had paid it back.
So he did it on purpose. A lot of people thought it was a slip that Giuliani made.
I think Giuliani is letting all of this stuff out piece by piece because he's out in front of the president doing it, so the president doesn't have to do it or the White House doesn't have to do it.
Mm-hmm. That makes a little more sense.
And then he gets to beat up on CNN and go, you people are unfair and we should throw you off the air. And believe me, when we're in charge, well, we are in charge. What happens now? All right, we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Judy Pollack tells us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Like Ernie said, let's play two. It's a Cubs-Reds doubleheader Saturday at noon and 6 o'clock on WGN-TV Sports.
Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Yeah. All right. Top 5 at 5 continues. We've worked our way to
number 3.
Back home, someone to come. Wash away the rain.
It was a year ago today that Chris Cornell died. That is amazing to me. Now, that is... Now, what's interesting is that his family is going to be holding a vigil tonight on the one-year anniversary at a cemetery in Hollywood. I don't know what's creepier. I don't know. Really?
Well, the wife recently came out and said she was upset about the medical examiner jumping immediately to suicide as the cause of death, and that she felt that was a botched
as opposed to accidental
investigation.
Drug overdose? Mm.
She feels as if there might be something more to it.
All right. The story goes on.
Number 2.
Speaking of that, Steven Tyler.
Uh-oh.
He was no stranger to the many various different types of drugs and alcohol one kind of a rock star could consume at any given moment. He was on Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts with James Corden, you know, on the late show with James Corden, in which the guest has to choose between answering revealing questions or eating disgusting food.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Yuck.
But Steven Tyler, do you think Steven, you know what Steven Tyler's put in his mouth over the years? Yeah. I don't think that scared him.
As a rock star, your life is all about excess. How much have you spent on drugs in your lifetime?
About $2 million.
Are you serious?
I snorted half of Peru. I mean, ask anybody that's going to be honest with you. Come on.
Best guest ever. All right.
That's low. That number's low. Well, you know, but then on the other hand, think about how often he was just gifted. Mm-hmm. Gifted with the drugs, right? If you're Steven Tyler,
he checked with his accountant. They wrote $2 million of Bolivian marching powder to the IRS. I remember an interview. I remember a Johnny Carson interview with Aerosmith.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
They were all on the set with him.
They were young,
and I mean, this was fairly early. This is into the 80s. This wasn't the 70s. So this would have been the, you know, Sex in the Elevator era, you know, the sort of mid-80s. Mm-hmm. And Steven Tyler told a story about the fact that they were broke. They were totally broke. Mm-hmm. If they didn't come out with Dude Looks Like a Lady, they would have been just gone totally under. Wow. And that was luckily a hit. And the reason that they were totally broke was that the record company, they put them out on tour, and they were making all this money, and they saw how much money they were making, because a lot of those acts get paid in cash at the end of the night, and their managers take the cash. Mm. They saw the money, and they gave them credit cards. They wouldn't give them the cash.
Oh, geez.
And they would say, just take the credit cards and go do whatever you got to go do.
Oh, boy.
And they didn't realize they were getting charged for their hotel rooms, and they were getting, you know, sort of stuff, which is, they figured they had changed their contract, and it was different. And they ended up losing millions of dollars on the tour.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, when Johnny Carson asked him a question, did they have to eat something, or was it just answer this, or I'll stub my cigarette out on your hand? Or did he just... Everybody has to have a twist now, right?
Yeah, that's true. All right. And no, Johnny can just do it the real way and make it entertaining.
Number one.
All right, whether you're Team Yanni or Team Laurel.
Laurel.
Oh, Laurel. The White House, of course you are. The White House has decided to put out a video they were hoping would go viral, which would change the subject.
Yeah.
I think it's actually a pretty cute video.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got Mike Pence, known for his comedic stylings, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and Kellyanne Conway, all answering the question. Listen to this.
So clearly Laurel.
It's Laurel. But I could deflect and divert to Yanni if you need me to.
Sarah, it's been reported that you hear Laurel. How do you respond?
Clearly you're getting your information from CNN, because that's fake news. All I hear is Yanni.
I hear Covfefe.
I mean, that was pretty clever.
The Covfefe's pretty good.
I do like that's Kellyanne Conway. You know, have you noticed something about Kellyanne Conway? First of all, her husband has been, you know, tweeting stuff about the
negative
president that's been negative.
Mm-hmm.
And she has basically been saying, listen, I wasn't there when all of this went down. Like, you know, I replaced Paul Manafort. I don't know what was going on there. And now she's like, I will distract and deflect for cash. She's basically saying,
at least she's being honest.
I'm a hired hand. Don't
find the things that everyone says about them. They're being ironic.
Yeah. I don't know.
The problem is the production values, which are basically your mom and dad on your graduation when they go, hey, we put together a video too, where they got the little whistling banjo music in the background.
And by the way, if they want to figure out who the leakers are, the leakers are the 28-year-olds who are back there with their cell phones making the viral videos for them.
I feel like their social media person is a guy who was a producer on Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In and is 84 years old.
I just figured out how to work this MP7. And I got some music behind the video.
All right, let's close it up.
The top five at five.